I'm watching to make sure that there aren't even more devastating cuts that take place. What most people don't understand is that Snap isn't about this image of what you believe a person on Snap looks like. You know, we have thought about trying to basically reimagine Snap, right? And showing members of Congress that have benefited from Snap, whether it was them directly that were receiving the benefits or them receiving them because their parents were on Snap when they were younger, just so that people won't have kind of this negative notion about it. The reality is that we need it to survive overall. And when I say we, in a developed nation like we are, it is kind of abysmal to say that people should go hungry. We throw away so much food in this country, so no one should ever go hungry. Not to mention when we start talking about rural America and our farmers and what it means for them to sustain their livelihoods. They need to know that this money is in the ecosystem, as well as our grocers, as well as those that provide the products that go on the grocery shelves. They need to know what should we anticipate for the ecosystem. And as we are trying to come out of COVID-19 and people are still struggling, we're dealing with inflation, we're still dealing with supply chain issues. The last thing that we need to do is say, hey, that $6 a day that we've been giving you, we're going to pull that away because we feel like we can balance this really big budget on that $6 a day that hopefully helps you say, you know what, I can go ahead and put the gas in my car so I can get to work because I know that I've got some money on this card so that I can eat. And another thing is that there is this misnomer or misconception that this is just inner city lazy people, they're on SNAP. And the numbers show that more of rural America uses SNAP than inner city America. And so this is an all of us problem, and it touches each of us. And honestly, you never know who the next congressional member will be because a mother was able to sustain herself and her family using these benefits. And so I am looking for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to really just understand that this is really a humanity thing. This is the right thing to do for people. It's also good business, specifically for our farmers and all of our grocers.